Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Happy Easter to you all. Last evening in the waters of baptism, one of our unbaptized parishioners, Hope Felicity Douglas, professed faith in Jesus Christ, was born again in the waters of baptism. It was a magnificent evening, and her name really says it all, Hope Felicity. On this felicitous day, on this happy day, on this hope-filled day, you and I, with Christians throughout the world, rejoice in the centerpiece, in the reason, in the hallmark of our faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A few important notes about this day. So often, we celebrate birthdays more than rebirth days. Birthdays are something that we all have. We're familiar with it. Thus, Christmas is as big as it is. But Easter, a rebirth, is something so different. We see rebirth happening in creation as this time of the world, the darkness yields to light. The trees yield to blooming. The winter yields to spring. But in us, God's most significant creation, how does that rebirth happen? And my friends, there is only one way. In Christ. You and I, as skin and bone people, you and I, made in the image and likeness of God, have been affected by sin, and someday our skin and bone will be dust and ash. But today we celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ, in his skin and bones, the one who was crucified and slain, walked out of the grave, and he did so in his human body. Yes, the empty tomb is the story of the resurrection, as is the appearances of the risen Christ. But perhaps the greatest proof is the fact that those who loved and knew him, those who were with him, saw him. And over the next 50 days after the resurrection, ate with him. They touched his wounds. They knew him. They beheld him. My friends, this is the glory of the resurrection. This is the root of all hope. So often, if anyone were to tell your story or mine, we begin at the beginning. But whenever the story of Jesus Christ is told, it never starts in the beginning. Mark and John don't even mention Bethlehem. They all begin from this day, from the end, from the resurrection, which is a glorious beginning. And so no matter our wound, no matter our issue, no matter our problem or difficulty, not the least of which is suffering and death, today the resurrection is day one. And being Christian is to allow the light of the risen Lord to encompass and have more and more of us, to have all of us, so that together we may know the freedom, the peace, and the gift of Easter. Every blessing to you on this Easter Sunday. Allow it to affect your everyday. God be with you.